Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I've been a little bit of everything already this morning. Sergeant of Arms, praise God. Use my martial art. No, I'm teasing. Just a little motivation sometimes helps people. Sometimes it's in the form of money. I just bought a young person's motivation for $5. Praise God. Thank the Lord. It's probably cheap. That's on the cheap. Looks like Sister Joy is sitting down there. Because our other joy is gone. But our inner joy is present too. So we have joy coming at us from so many directions. And I don't think that it's fair nor circumspect to have people that have such a wondrous jam-packed name like that not to say a word of greeting. We appreciate Sister Joy. She is like her name. It's always a joy to have her with us. She's a blessing. Say a word there.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm just thankful this morning. My husband and I have been moving around for a while now, and I think we have finally settled on a place in Arkansas. And I just thank him for every time that he's moved us around, that he's kept his hand on us and always blessed us with, you know, a good place to be. And so we're looking forward to the church that we're going to be attending there now, and hope that he's going to use us well. So.
Get that worn out, you know, there's always a place here. You didn't think I'd let her get by saying that without, you know, keeping the door open for another buck. I'm sorry, for another saint of God. So thankful to God for his blessing. Why don't we love him again? Would you with me for just a little bit here? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, God. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, God. We praise you today. Thank you for loving us with such tenacity, Lord. Thank you for loving us with such beautiful consistency, Lord. Wonderful God. Aren't you glad God's not moody? Do you know that he has no bad days? There are no bad days in heaven. Praise God. There are no worms in the apples in heaven. Come on now. Praise God. Praise God. Amber's probably up there picking some apples right now. Praise God. Having that little cup of coffee that she used to have and put her little Hershey's chocolate into it and kind of made it a train wreck. But anyway, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is so good, and I'm so thankful that my father and mother were such great examples when it came to serving their country. Both of them served in the armed forces, and I'm so honored. Sister Jasmine, I had to do a double take on you today. I thought, who is that woman with that hat? Or who is that hat that has that woman? So beautiful. So many ways. And of course, her wonderful heart for the children, her nursery ministry for the lost. And Aaron, you share that passion for the lost. I want to encourage everybody. It probably didn't look like that's what I was doing this morning, but I really was encouraging people to get in and worship and participate. Woo, thank you, Lord. Aren't you glad I don't know karate that well? Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, let's stand and let's immerse ourselves in a few verses in Deuteronomy chapter 1, if you would. I love the scriptures. There's so much in the Word that we've never seen. The Word of God is a gold mine. And there are silver and gold, there are diamonds, there are gems that we have never mined out of the scriptures. Appreciate the beautiful worship, and again, thank God for all these that have served and given so sacrificially that we could have this liberty. I have been in places where they actually had to kind of like put a wrapper around me. Because I was in a communist country, and they had spies or people that would visit the church and sit among the people and act like they were one of them to make sure that nobody was speaking against the state. So when I was preaching about being a soldier for Jesus Christ, they got nervous. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 8. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land. You see that there? How many of you are possessing something? Running after something? Nobody's got their hand raised. See? That's why I wanted to ask. Oh, okay. Awesome. Go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them and to their seed after them. Verse 9, and I spake unto you at that time, saying, I am not able to bear you myself alone. I think this guy, Moses, was tired. And he was just saying, you know what, I am really. How many of you, I know Saturday night, I feel that after everything. Saturday's one of my busiest days. And it's like, I could almost just like fall into bed. I had a wrestling match years ago when we were pastoring Wisconsin with one of my young people. I mean, it was so much fun. They were strong and athletic, and we wrestled, and I think he probably beat me in wrestling. He acted like it didn't faze him. And I checked on his mom later, and she said, he came home, fell into bed with his clothes on, fell into bed and crashed out. I thought, praise God. Still got it. I was so. He never let on that he had any problem. But when he got home, he wiped out. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for telling me. All right, here we go. Back to verse 10. Verse 10. The Lord, I love this phrase. The Lord your God hath multiplied you. Notice that. And there's a little comma there, so comma. And behold, ye are this day as the stars of heaven for multitude. Just notice, that's quite a statement there. The Lord your God hath multiplied you. And then the second part refers to like, you know, a number of some kind. Verse 11. The Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as ye are, and bless you as he hath promised you. Did I read it right? The Lord God of your fathers. I'd like you to read it like this. Okay, just don't read the whole thing. Just read the first like several words. Like, the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times. Now later, you see, I know there's a primary application, and then I know there are secondary applications. I see the understanding of numbers, but there's something else in here. Before you even get to the number thing, you get to another concept, and that is that God can actually multiply you and me.
That's good.
Those of you that are as worn out as I am on some days, he can multiply your strength. You know, if God took Joy and put a 2 up to the northeast of her head, you know, like Joy to the second power. If you took Sister Madison, this is scary because, you know, she's a dynamo too. These women are dynamos. She is another dynamo. If God said, I'm going to multiply you by you and put a 2 up here, like in math, which would mean he'd multiply her by herself. Sister Cindy Lynn Meadows to the second power. He just multiplied her. If we had 2 of her, I don't know if there's enough. Seatbelts. Collision insurance. Liability. Medical. I mean, you know, when you take amazing and multiply it by itself, to have amazing to the second power?
Yes.
Well, let me ask you something. Well, man, I'm almost giving away my storyline here. If he can multiply bread, why can't he multiply you? If he can multiply bread, why can't he multiply your courage?
Yes, yes, yes.
If he can multiply bread, why can't he multiply your confidence? 1,000 times. Just for starters. Whoa, man, we think so small. Wow, is that, can you follow my, see, I just gave you a first application, might be numbers, or at least it's in there somewhere, but another application, I'm reading it literally, he wants to multiply me, you. So, that's what I want to preach about for a little while, when God multiplies you. I've been around some people, I thought, God, I wish I had 10 people just like them. Maybe there's a way to get that. Amen. Tap into that. Asking our prayer director to pray over us.
Lord, we're ready to be multiplied. Anoint our pastor. Anoint our ears. Help us, God, to receive your word and the strength and the multiplication that comes with it. In Jesus' name.
Would you lift your hands now and worship the Lord just a little bit? Praise God. I thank you, God, for your word. Give us understanding, Lord, in your word. Thank you. Thank you. God, be lifted up in this house. God, be praised. Hallelujah. God, be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for it. Would you clap your hands? I just want to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Somebody told me an amazing story this week. I love a great story. True story. And they're probably going to be listening to this on the internet. So all the names are changed to protect the guilty. Innocent. But it was, I shared it with somebody in our church, and I don't even remember who it was. Maybe it might have been Scott and Jessica. But it so blessed me. And I feel impressed to share it, and I would normally make a phone call, but God bless you as you listen to this. Thank you for this story. And I will kind of be careful not to so much highlight who it was, but what God was doing in it. They were coming over to the church to pray at 5 a.m. Well, it just so happened that the church was at the preacher's house because it was a new church. And this courageous, this beautiful couple, and I mean wonderful people, you know, Brother Pugh used to say the greatest gift that you can give your world is a church. And so, one of the early ladies who is still a one-God, devil-chasing, rust-removing apostolic was a new woman in their church. And she was meeting with the pastor's wife for prayer downstairs in the what was their sanctuary and church area of their home to pray at 5 a.m. And God was blessing them. So this one morning, the pastor's wife, very unusual person, very precious and very sharp, very, I know she'll be listening to this, so I'm really trying to build her up here. Okay. It's true, though. All fun and aside, only briefly. It's true. Well, she slept in it till 5:30. Oh, my lands. Slept in till 5:30. That blows some of our minds right now. Slept in till 5:30. I was up about 3 this morning. So, you know, John used to say, are the roads even open at that time? That's a good question. And so she thought, oh my lands. But as her mind cleared, this apostolic pastor's wife, as her mind cleared, she could hear the praying and the singing and the worship coming up through the floorboards. So she thought of this other great sister in the Lord and thought, ha, she's down there praying and I'm running late. So she gets herself all kind of pulled together and gets on down there into the sanctuary, and there's nobody there. She told me, she said, the angels of God were down there praying and worshiping, because we had been making a habit of coming there at that time in the morning, and when we couldn't make it, they came anyhow. Come on, I'm talking about real stuff. God can multiply you. God can multiply your efforts. And on your worst day, on your difficult day, He can hire an angel of God to step in your place and carry what you would have carried. Come on, lift your hands. There's a Holy Ghost anointing in the house. Somebody is going to be blessed. Somebody's going to be encouraged. Can you believe that? That is mind jarring. True story. She heard the singing, the worship, and the prayers. But when she got there, her sister friend was not there yet either. And as she walked around, she felt the distinctive presence of Almighty God at her house, and knew that God had sent the angels who were accustomed to being there anyway. Angels don't have problems with time. Hallelujah. God wants to bring an anointing on us, because we so often feel like there's no more gas in the tank. We are worn out carrying a burden for our loved ones, for our neighbors. But I've got news for you. The God of the house, the God of the word is in His house. And He wants to put an anointing on you where He actually multiplies your strength. And He multiplies your ability. And He multiplies your joy. And He multiplies your faith until you find yourself doing things that you didn't think you could do. Somebody asks you to be a part of something, you won't even think you qualify. Have you ever been around somebody like that? Like, Sister Crosley passed away. Brother and Sister Crosley were my pastors when I was a teenager. She had the energy of about 5 people. Now, the crazy thing was, her first name was Tiny. That was hilarious. She was Turbulence with a skirt on. She was a tornado. I've not been around very many people like her, but my pastor's wife was also a preacher and a musician, and she beat that old piano. My lands, the keys were dancing. It was unreal. It was unreal that the piano didn't just say, I'll give up, I surrender, please. You know, I'm done for. Please don't beat me no more. I mean, and she would preach and lead in worship and go out and pick people up in their van. And she had the energy of several people. Yes, I don't know what kind of nutrition she took. You know I'm a nutrition researcher. That will help you a lot. I promise you that. But I see that some people have a God-given like energy, a God-given stamina. You've been around others. They had supernatural faith. I'm telling you that God wants to multiply this church by this church. God wants to multiply His favor on us. Stuff that looks like it's impossible for us to do is possible when this God says, I want to make you 1,000 times more than what you are.
We can have revival. We can have a breakthrough. We can have children getting the Holy Ghost in Sunday school. Oh, yes, we can. God wants us to believe in a quantum leap of courage, in a quantum leap of joy, in a quantum leap of strength. Once in a while, my wife will tie into something on her iPad. It's, what is it called? Anyway, we find these series on history. So, was it a year or so ago? We were watching a series on Teddy Roosevelt. It was like, I'm watching this guy and all that he did, all that he got done, all the premiers and presidents that he counseled, and the wars that he stopped from happening, and the buffalo hunting that he did in his free time. And I'm thinking, wow, what a man. This guy is indefatigable. He's not able to be fatigued. He got more done in his presidency than almost any president right now that I can even think about. You see, the deal was, he wasn't just trying to charm people and get people to like him. He was actually trying, and I mean this with all due respect, he was actually trying to get some stuff done and improve the world and improve his country. But when you watch something like that, and they show all the people and the way he mobilized our nation, the way he shut down a possible war between, I think it was Japan and Russia, he was a man with the energy of several men. It's like a gift. So why can't you and I read scriptures like this and say, instead of saying, Lord, I'm worn out, I'm tired, say, I am your child, and these are your promises. I have work that needs to be done. I'm not gonna just laze around and let other people carry me. I'm gonna get up and carry somebody else, because I feel like God is multiplying my vision. He's multiplying my strength. He's giving me a larger heart. Raise your hands and claim it with me right now. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise God. You can. We can. I can do all things. That is not just a Sunday school verse. Don't consign it for the little kiddie pool. You know what I mean? The little kiddie splashing around. That's for folks who want to swim in the ocean as well. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. We can overcome. We can climb that next mountain. We are a revival. We can have revival because God wants to multiply us 1,000 times. Woo! Now, I'm thinking of a particular situation that happened, and it was somewhat due. It something threw somebody, you know, just threw them. Now, I've been thrown off a horse more times than I want to confess to you, because I'm part Cherokee. But I know what it feels like to be thrown. And I'm going to tell you what I figured. I tried to figure it out. How'd this happen? And here's how it happened. She was a precious sister who had an extremely low self-esteem. When you have a low self-esteem, it is very easy to make mountains out of molehills and misread stuff. Now, I don't know who said this years ago. Guys leaving the football coliseum, that could really relate to us, couldn't it? You know, Buckeyes and so on. And he's all angry. And somebody said, what are you doing? Where are you going? He said, he pointed down, they were having a huddle. He said, those guys are talking about me. I'm out of here. You know, when you have, see, you can have something, but not let it, until you get it changed, don't let it control you. He thought they were talking about him. They're having a huddle trying to figure out what the next play is. And he reads it like they're talking about him because his self-esteem is so low. Now, here's the kicker, ladies and gentlemen. From what I understand and what I've noticed is it is extremely difficult for your faith to work when you tolerate and operate in a low self-esteem. But if you see yourself 1,000 times more important and 1,000 times more anointed and 1,000 times stronger than you really are, then faith comes easy. So when we, you know, if the truth be known, we all could just drag around here. But I told you all the, I've had so many things, so many breakings and so many woundings and so many crazy things. And you know what? I am so excited about the work of God. Can you tell? Wow, he lets me do this. Thank you, God. He lets you do this worship thing, this praise thing. He trusted you with a Bible. He trusted us with his name. He trusts us with the power of his blood. He's put prophecies on our church and prophecies on us individually. Wow, God must really like us. I mean, you know, I'd really like him to like me. Sometimes our faith doesn't work simply because we have a distorted view of ourselves. Listen to this from Numbers 13, verse 33. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. We were in our own sight. Would you say, let's just do a generic calculation, you might be 1,000 times larger than a grasshopper, maybe more than that, but at least 1,000 times larger. Moses was saying something to them. I want you to get up. He said, I've carried you. I'm tired of carrying you. Some of you I've carried for several years. I'm ready now to graduate you into some supernatural faith. God is ready now to graduate you onto another level of power and faith and fruitfulness. Gina, it's happening in you. There's a reason. This kid is something else. She's a powerhouse. And do you know what she had the audacity to do? If I may share this, it's not anything. It's complimentary to her. But she called me not long ago and wanted me to give her some coaching. I said, yes, I have a few thoughts for you. Praise God. Oh, praise God. And so I just tried to bless her, encourage her, and challenge her to rise to that next level. And I see her doing it. That makes me want to coach till Jesus comes. Praise God. And now we're seeing God again move among her children and her grandchildren. And it's not over yet, but she's rising to become a leader. Could I say this, Sister Christy? A leader in your place, your venue of work. I don't know if it's called warehouse, office, you know, maybe all that above and above, but is that not right? She's becoming a leader, praise God. And of course, she's been a witness and a word and encouragement to Christy and several others. But she's becoming a leader. She has a passion and a hunger to be a leader. And she's rising to become so much more than she was. She was wonderful when we met her. She's now wonderful times wonderful. I'm telling you, God does not want us to drag around. God doesn't want you to drag around. He doesn't want us to crawl around. In fact, like we're just insects or something. You have an anointing in your life. You have a call on your life. There is a destiny that's operating in you. And God is calling you and me to be 1,000 times larger in our vision, larger in our faith. Woo! Watch this. Every once in a while, I get this craving to read this certain author. Let me tell you a little bit about this author. This author that I'm referring to died in 1947, about 3 years before I was born. But he had unusual miracles happen everywhere he went. All right? In other words, he had some corn in the crib. And you farmers out there understand that terminology. He had some corn in the crib. He raised a number of people from the dead in Jesus' name. Actually, it was about 15. He walked into a funeral home. Brother Tim walked into the room where they had the little casket for the 5-year-old boy. Pulled him. I wouldn't recommend you do this unless you know how to operate in these things, all right? But pulled that little stiff corpse out of the little casket and pushed him up against the wall and shouted at him to walk in Jesus' name. The grieving parents. By the way, this is a guy that said, you guys can do what I'm doing. If you believe God, you can do what I'm doing. I'm nobody special. You can do this too if you believe God and stand on his word and speak it with your mouth. You can do this stuff as well. That's what he preached. They opened the doors. Grieving parents out in the foyer. All of a sudden, their little 5-year-old boy comes running out there and jumps into their arms. Do you think you might be able to have a revival when that kind of stuff is happening? Let me tell you something. That's what we need in Columbus. We need signs and wonders and miracles being manifested. There are angels that will take your place when you're tired. When God multiplies you by you, when God multiplies your faith by your faith, and you've got faith to the second power. So listen to a quotation that I bring to you from this man. He said this. He said, the Lord has one great plan. And that is to reveal to us that we are so much greater than we know. He didn't stop there. That would have been, as the saying in the Deep South, that would have been nuff. No, N-U-F-F, nuff. He didn't stop there. He must have paused when he said this. It's so good. Let me start at the beginning again. I'm going to give the first part to you. God, I'm sorry. I'm enjoying it too. Okay. The Lord has one great plan. I wish somehow, Gwen, could we type this up? See if you can. From the beginning. Tim Helper. Thank you muchly. That's close to much, but it's much, you know, multiplied by much. Muchly. Okay. The Lord has one great plan. And that is to reveal to us that we are so much greater than we know. And then he said, I'm going to read it to the end and then come back and read the whole thing. He said, this man who raised people from the dead, who had blind people see often, eyes opened, blind eyes in his meetings, crippled walk, the deaf heard. And he had a huge emphasis he put on people receiving the Holy Ghost. He said in the last part of this sentence, you are 1,000 times greater than you have any idea of. Give me a witness with a raised hand if you've had this experience. Have you ever come? I know I have. I don't say much about it when I do it. Sometimes I have so much living I do in one day. Amber lived that way. We found that out by trying to tie our estate together. We needed about 16 people. She was all over the countryside living wasn't a real long life, but a deep and broad, deep and wide. There's a young life living deep and wide. Trying to wrap up her estate. She was in real estate. She was in finance. She was in pharmaceuticals. She was in youth mentoring. She was in Sunday school. She was into volleyball. And if Amber heard that, she'd go, yeah, she's my bestie. Right now, I believe she lived more than some 80, 85-year-olds. Because it's not just how long you live. It's how deep you live. And how wide you live. We are too shallow. Our faith is only a facsimile, a photocopy of what it should be. But I'm coming to you this particular special weekend Sunday, telling you that when I read these things in the Word of God, I believe God is trying to tell us, think bigger, believe bigger, get up and act your faith. You have more strength coming at you. What did he say? The Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times. Now, does anybody remember what happened in 2 Kings chapter 7 when this huge Syrian army was doing this military maneuver around the people of God? And the Bible says there were 4 lepers. And they had, Sister Peggy, this little conversation. Peggy, I don't know how you do what you do. Frankly, you blow my mind. I think God's been multiplying Peggy by Peggy. Okay, so you're worn out. How would you like about 10 more of you that are fresh? Say, boy, you're wild today. What's different about that? Glory. Okay. So these 4 guys, now they're lepers. They're in physically a bad, bad condition. Verse 5, and they rose up in the twilight to go unto the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. They said, why do we stay here? Why do we just sit here and die? Let's go over there, and the worst thing that can happen is they'll capture us, and if they kill us, well, that's better than what's happening to us now. We're kind of dead on our feet anyhow. But if they don't kill us and do something good for us, then it really will turn out to be a good Cinderella story. So they get over there. Now watch this, verse 6. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots. Hey, Bubba. They didn't ride a chariot over there. The Lord had heard, the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots. Now watch this. And a noise of horses. Even the noise of a great host. Ladies and gentlemen, for broken down lepers does not comprise a great host. Unless God chose to take something small. Oh man, can you see where I'm going? The Lord caused them to hear a noise. I felt when I was, sometimes he gives me, I've never preached this before. Sometimes when he gives me something, I've only got minutes to throw it down. Just throw it down. And they threw her down 70 times 7. And the question is, whose wife shall she be in the resurrection? That young man preaching those scriptures kind of got it mixed up. So I had to throw this down real fast. This is so powerful. How do you take four broken down lepers and make them so much more than they were? The word noise appears three times, and this is what I felt the Holy Ghost spoke to me. A lot of your people, the reason why they're beat down, something along this line, this isn't word for word, but the sense was there, is because of a noise. Somebody said something and you lost your joy. Somebody said something and you crashed. So it's just a bunch of noise. Do you hear me? It's just a bunch of noise. Rise up. Rise up and be strong. Be strong in the Lord, the Bible says. That's not a suggestion. It's a command from Ephesians 6. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be. He's not going to ask you to be something you can't be. But if you let God multiply you by you, or let God multiply you by something else, or several times multiplied by you, and you're you to the 10th power, or you to the 8th power, or your courage is now at quantum leap to the power of 5. If God could multiply them, can't he multiply you? Can't he multiply me? Can't he multiply this church? Come on now. Can anybody tracking me? Can anybody keep up with me today? Can anybody keep up with me today? If God could raise up 4 lepers who could walk into a town, you know what they found, Gina? Silver and gold and riches and wealth and food. And the enemy had heard a noise that frightened them. They dropped everything and took off. They went AWOL, and they had all of the wealth and riches, weapons and everything left behind. Because God took their little puny ability, multiplied it 1,000 times. Oh man, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Would you lift your hand to God? Would you lift your hand to God? You can win souls. You can win souls. Hallelujah. And on a day when you feel, hallelujah, like you're worn out, God will have angels pinch hit for you. God will raise up angels that will pray in your place until you get your breath again. God will send an angel. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost on me right now. God will send an angel to your house. Did you hear me? When you feel like you're all worn out. Hallelujah, Sister Chastity, you are so special. There's such a touch of God, and God is going to be using you in some unusual ways because you have revelation and insight. But he sees the growth that you have made. Even though you might maybe sometimes not be happy, want it to be more, he sees the growth that you have been a part of, and he's going to multiply you and multiply that. He's moving on Gabe. I believe he's touching Gabe now in Jesus' name. What a wonderful man. God is working. He's going to give you wind beneath your wings. He's going to expand what you are. He's going to multiply your abilities. When God multiplies you, the devil has to get out of the way, because you become an army when God has multiplied your strength and your talent, your anointing, your unction, your wisdom, and your insight. I wish somebody would dance. 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 little is much. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not. Woo! For toil or fame. There's a crown, and you can win it if you'll go in Jesus' name. You are bigger than you've ever understood. Woo, there's a touch of Jesus right now in the house. Would you receive this? The encourager is in the house. The encourager is in the house. Hallelujah. The Lord is my light. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? He wants to make you 1,000 times stronger. I open up this altar. You could run and jump into the arms of Jesus or pray right where you are. I'm loosing our ministry to pray for people. I'm loosing Sister Meadows to pray for whoever she would feel to pray for. Hallelujah. Let God visit you. Let God bless you.
As an army, as in love. As an army, as in love. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. As an army, as in love.
As in love.
Break every chain.
You can be a leader. You are a soul winner. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. We're going to use our faith. Listen to this. And beautiful singing. Such beautiful singing. Sometimes when I hear these guys sing, it makes me feel like I'm listening to angels. They're amazing young men. Thank you, beautiful, beautiful brother Barry. Deuteronomy 32, verse 9. For the Lord's portion is his people. Isn't that something? For God to think of you and us like we're his. Did you get your share? Yeah, I got my share. Who'd you get? I got my people. That's my share. Well, you don't want the silver and gold. They are. What was that old story? It's supposed to be a true story about these banditos that came to this town, and they got a hold of the preacher, and they heard that there was a lot of silver and gold in the church, and they commanded him under threat of death to go bring out all the silver and the gold. So he went out into the neighborhoods and he brought the people, the broken people that had been coming to his church. Some of them were crippled. Some of them were elderly. Some of them were just little kids. Some of them had a lot of handicaps. And he said, you ask for the treasures of the church. These are the treasures of the church. God sees you as his treasure. He found him in a desert land, verse 10. And in the waste, howling wilderness, he led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. Many, many years ago, this is before some of you were a concept. This would be about like 1968. I was right, wasn't I? You weren't even born yet. Okay. So you might have been a concept, but you just hadn't dressed in skin yet. They came up with these hard contacts, like hard, not like the soft stuff that you can wear today. I got some of that back at the house. But they were like little, real tiny, and they were hard plastic. And you wore them, and they bounced on your eyes. And they were very hard. And if you fell asleep with them, like if you were on, say, a Bible college evangelistic trip, and you were riding in the car and you fell asleep with those contacts on, you woke up with your eyes scratched. Has anybody ever, I don't mean scratch around here, but scratched your eye, your eyeball? Okay, Sister Gwen? There's nothing quite like it. You can't hardly, like, you can't bring the lid back over the top of it because it hurts too much. And when he said he kept him as the apple of his eye, I believe that this is what God was saying. Just as your eye is the most tender piece of you to hurt, you, he said, are the apple of my eye. And when people hurt you, they hurt me. And I feel it. I had to wear a patch over my eye for days. I looked like Moshe Dayan, the Israeli defense minister. Never forgot it. So glad they came out with nicer stuff. You're the apple. You're not the off scouring. You're the scoured off. You're the cream. You're the apple. We're the apple of his eye. And then he says, as an eagle stirreth up her nest. He just called us eagles. As the eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord, what did he just do? He called us all eagles. You thought you were a crow or a pelican at best. You're an eagle. I preached on eagles for 3 months. They're amazing birds. There's nothing quite like them. Amazing. They can see a rabbit at sometimes up to 3 miles. They can descend after prey. Approaching speeds of 200 miles per hour. They have talons that can lift a young goat in the air and carry him to it, their nest, or a small person. And he called his eagles, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall mount. Watch the eagle. He's hardly working. It's the wind beneath his wings that's carrying him. Because eagles are masters at understanding wind currents. If you could talk to that eagle that's making those big circles, he's not tired. Because he's riding wind currents. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. That's our birthplace. You have a right to mount up on the breath of God, the wind of God. Put your wings out there for a little bit while they sing again. Would you do that? Oh, you can. You can. You can make it. You're going to be all right. You're going to survive that. You're going to rise, and God's anointing is going to be on you.